This is the fourth and final recording for the outcome on introducing three books from each type of genre found in the Bible. And today we're going to look at the epistles and the apocalyptic literature as we finish off this outcome. So firstly, the epistles. And the first book we're looking at is 1 Corinthians. The author is Paul. It was written in approximately 55 AD. And the purpose? The church in Corinth is riddled with problems, and the Apostle Paul writes to give them God's instructions on how to deal with various issues, including sin and division in the church, marriage, idolatry, spiritual gifts, the future resurrection, and the conduct of public worship. Type of writing, epistle. The second book is Philippians, written by Paul, and the period is about 61 AD. Purpose? Writing this letter from a Roman prison, Paul thanks the church in Philippi for the love gift they had sent him. The gospel of Christ is advancing in the world despite hardship, and Christians can rejoice in that. We are urged to humble ourselves as Christ did, be unified, and press toward the goal of pleasing the Lord in all things. Type of writing, epistle. The third book in this genre that we've chosen is James. The author is James, and the period is about 48 AD. Let's look at the purpose. In this very practical book, James shows what faith lived out looks like. True saving faith will affect our prayer life, our words, our response to trials, and our treatment of others. Type of writing, epistle. Lastly, we turn to apocalyptic literature, and the only book in this genre is Revelation. The author is John, and the period of writing is approximately 95 AD. Let's consider the purpose. Jesus is the Lord of the church, and he knows the condition of each local body of believers. The end times will be marked by an increase in wickedness, the rise of the Antichrist's one-world government, and the fury of Satan against God's people on earth. God pours out his wrath on a rebellious and unrepentant world in a series of judgments that steadily increase in severity. Finally, the Lamb of God returns to earth with the enemies of heaven, defeating the forces of evil arrayed against him and setting up his kingdom of peace. Satan, the Antichrist, and the wicked of every age are thrown into the lake of fire, while the followers of Christ inherit a new heaven and new earth. Type of writing is, of course, apocalyptic literature. And that concludes our recordings for this outcome.